Is that Groove? All right, I'm gonna tell you about some how this gonna go. We're gonna edit this whole beginning as people come in. So, all right. Can you hear me good?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
who the
Ruby
fuck is Rennie? What the fuck?
I don't know who Rennie is.
Alicia.
What?
Oh my god. When did you become Rennie?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
It's Groovy Smoothie.
Alright. So look, we're gonna edit this whole beginning as people come in. So I'ma just run down. Alright. I fucking hate niggas, man. I fucking hate niggas. I'm already nervous. Niggas just doing nigga shit.
Oh my god.
I'm just pop in as I please. But look, so I'm gonna edit the whole beginning of this piece.
Mm-hmm.
As y'all come in.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know what I'm saying, I can get down like what we're gonna be talking about and shit like that. And people gonna be coming in as we go along. But yeah, so what we're gonna start with is, cause Quiet already, I know she got her shit set up. Cause she came in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna start talking about I'm gonna start it off by introducing all of y'all. Do you want me to like give you like what you want me to say for you? Like anything you want me to put too much detail, like not too much, what?
I don't know. What you mean introduce? Like what
I'm gonna be like, I got Alicia here. You know what I'm saying? She a psychologist from Alaska. Is that in the third? You know what I'm saying? She doesn't like autistic kids, stuff like that. Like, do you want me to put it like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, bet. All right. And we're going to start talking about, like I said, we're going to talk about aliens, but, like, I think that's going to be later. You feel me? Talking about Black empowerment and shit like that. What's missing in the Black community? Hip-hop music for a little bit. We're going to get into... What's another good topic? Oh, the topic that we was talking about earlier that I sent you the video about.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna talk about that too. All right, let me see where the rest of these niggas at. Nigga, that's the leave button.
I'm crying. He hit the X. Not the loud background. Quiet about to have this.
Quiet
got a loud background.
You so damn ghetto.
Yeah, we got just got off work.
Oh, you all good.
But
and
I just started.
All right, so I'm gonna edit the beginning of this as y'all come in. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm giving the rundown again.
I gotta make sure everybody clear and we copacetic, you feel me? I'm nervous. Just let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? If you get me live, I mean, I wouldn't have an issue with that. But we're gonna talk about aliens. We're gonna talk about
like right now.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Wait,
I'm
as soon as we start?
Yeah, no, the thing is I'm asking is cause listen. Like my shit gonna be loud as fuck because I'm about to hop on the train. So
yeah, we ain't got the same spaces.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way how to mute my mic.
So when you get to your location, you can just hop back in. I'm just trying to run it down so that you know how we gonna start it off. And like, I don't need everybody to like be here at the same time. I just want.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Just run down. Just tell me what you're trying to do, and then when I get back to my house, I'm gonna hop back in. Or when I get closer, like basically when I get off the train, I'll hop back in.
All right, bet. So basically, we're gonna talk about Black empowerment. We're gonna talk about hip hop and music and like R&B and the space that we in. We're gonna talk about, since you here, Quiet, we're gonna talk about that Black Renaissance thing we was talking about as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna talk about. aliens, like I said, and what y'all thoughts on the so-called UFOs. We're going to talk about, we're just going to keep flowing with the conversation as we go along. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but do you at least have, how I said, like, basically, like, list of how you want the conversation to flow?
Oh, fuck no. No, not at all. I like it to be balls to the wall, niggas confused on where we going with it, but we just gonna talk.
All right, bet. I got you. Yeah. All right, I'm about to dip out. I'm about to hop on the train like right now, so I'm gonna dip out and then hop back in. All
right, for sure.
All right, bet.
All right. So you know what I'm saying. Alicia, don't laugh at me. I'm confused my damn self, but we're going to start. So, look.
We're going to start?
It's just...
Okay, go ahead.
So, look. You know what I'm saying? This is Level 32 Podcast. You feel me? It's Black King here. You know what I'm saying? Some know me as Teddy. Some know me as Mr. You know what I'm saying? Robinson or whatever. You feel me? And, you know, we're going to have an amazing conversation today with my people, Alicia here. She's a psychologist from Alaska. You know what I'm saying? Say hello, Alicia.
Hello.
I know her from Twitter. You know what I'm saying? She says she's from Richmond, but she really not.
That's crazy. I ain't never said I was from Richmond.
You say your people from here, but I don't believe that either. It's all good. But it's the homie. You know what I'm saying? It's gang. She's really my therapist. She don't know it yet. I don't pay her. But yeah, we're going to talk about a bunch of different topics today. You feel me? I got a few other people coming in as well, like Quiet Storm. Some people know it from Twitter, if you're getting this off Twitter too. I got my boy Calm possibly coming in, Hollywood, and Groove's kind of ghetto, so he might be popping in, might not. I don't know. So what we're talking about today is aliens. You know, it's kind of crazy. But aliens, black power, like we usually do. You feel me? We're going to also talk about hip-hop, like usual, R&B. Because Alicia here is, what's the word you called it, Alicia?
What?
Not a songstress, not a, what's the word for it? Like you appreciate, like, people that can actually sing. What's the word that she uses?
I like vocalists.
Vocalists, yeah, like Luther Vandross and shit.
Luther's okay, I like him.
All right, you what?
What was that?
What just happened?
I like Luther, but he's not like someone I go to when I
really.
Talk, yeah, I'd rather listen to Teddy over Luther.
Yeah, you be fiending after Teddy, even though he did.
Relax.
We be all right. I'm gonna leave that alone, but But yeah, you know what I'm saying? She likes vocalists and stuff, and we're gonna get her opinion on how the R&B scene is today. We're also gonna talk about a few different things, such as we're gonna talk about, do black women support black men in this day and time? And we're also gonna talk, sorry, that was my aunt. Hey, auntie.
Crying.
We're going to talk about, like, a bunch of different things. All right, so let's start, because I'm just rambling at this point. So, Alicia, mm-hmm. How you feel about, I don't want to start this. What do you feel like the black community needs in this day and time? Let's see. I'm a horrible host. I knew I was going to be nervous about this shit.
Don't be nervous. You want to start over?
Yeah, I'm going to edit this part out. we gonna really start at 10 minutes, but I'm nervous as a bitch.
Why are you nervous?
Because I really wanted y'all on here. I just wanted it to be a perfect time. And I'm sporadic with the shit. So, fuck.
Just be like, you know me, host, whatever, Mr. Robinson. Da, da, da. This is my guest. she's from Alaska, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, we about to just get into it. I don't even have a game plan. We about to just get into it. It's free-flowing conversation. And then you just talk. You don't even have to give a whole, like, just talk.
All right, for sure. You trying to be my manager? Anyway.
Yo, can y'all niggas hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Is that Hollywood?
Fuck. Yeah.
When did you turn country, nigga?
He just got in here.
Fuck y'all niggas on up in this bed.
I'm crying.
What's up, nigga?
Man, I can't change my profile picture. Where how y'all put y'all?
Ain't nobody gonna be able to see your profile picture.
Nigga, I can see your face.
That big nigga, ass forehead. I'm the host, nigga.
See that big ass triceratops forehead you got?
I'm editing this part out. Shut up, bitch.
I told you was gonna have to edit, nigga.
Nigga, I'm editing 10 minutes of this shit already.
I fucking told you.
Nah, but look, this. I'm gonna run it down one more time.
I'm looking.
Oh my god,
bro! All man, right, give me a nutshell, bro. You know how you like to get, man.
All right, for sure. We not running it down no more. We gonna get right to it.
All right. All right. Aliens.
No, nigga. Wait. I gotta introduce the podcast first, nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, look. It's Level 32 Podcast with Black King. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, and I. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Solid ass motherfucker. Real boss shit. You feel me? I'm getting my CDL Class A, nigga. What you talking about? Huh?
Like, I'm really King.
Watch your mouth. I'm definitely full black. Anyway, I know you're not talking. You about the same color as me. Anyway,
we can talk about colorism in the black community. Now she
we can definitely talk about colorism.
This biracial man that's hosting this podcast.
I'm not fucking biracial.
Persian
nigga.
Princess by the way, in the building.
This
nigga, watch your fucking mouth. Nigga, what is going on?
This biracial man. Always trying to call himself a black king. That's
my
that's
nigga.
I'm not biracial, bro. I'm just light skinned. You being colorist.
AKA Pakistani.
You can't be colorist against light skinned people. It only goes against dark skinned people. Read the
so they can't be colorist against you?
Nope. You gotta look it up.
Nope.
Oh, that's crazy. Because you definitely light skinned.
That's a privilege.
You're the same color as my porch.
When you tan, you turn olive. You don't
that's
get dark.
That's the privilege olive? Of being
you know what?
Light skinned, nigga.
Can I introduce the fucking podcast?
The podcast is being introduced. You better not sorry, this is authentic.
Oh wow! Cut authentic? It out. I'm not. What did you say?
Authentic.
Did you fuck that word up? I'm telling AK.
She fucked that word completely up.
Oh God, I'm telling AK.
Don't edit it out right now.
Nah, I'm not editing shit. Nah, you authentic? Just told me not to edit shit.
Authentic
nah, I'm not editing
is crazy.
Shit.
Nah, we got authentic.
Authentic is crazy.
We got an authentic podcast.
God,
that's crazy.
Shout out to my nigga Hollywood here. And we got a few more people that might be coming in as well. All right, I'll introduce them as the podcast go on.
Yeah, the Booty Warrior is supposed to be coming in here. He said he downloaded
the Booty Warrior.
Hollywood, right here.
Nigga, what? Whoa! I don't like men's booty. I like bitches' booty.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made that clarification.
Thank
you. We also gonna be talking about the LGBTQ+.
We gonna be talking about booty.
Are we?
We might get into it.
Are we serious? Shit. Oh, shit.
But look.
Uh-oh.
Look, I'm going to keep it PC because I know you a psychologist.
PC? What's that? Professional?
PC. Politically correct.
Damn, this nigga don't know.
Hey, dude. It's a lot
gonna
of be a rough ride out here, man. Fuck
this is going to be a rough-ass ride, my nigga. But look, we're going to start the conversation off.
Aliens.
What y'all think that... No, nigga. We're not going to start it with aliens. We're going to get there. What y'all think the black community needs in this day and time? Alicia asked me earlier.
Hey, King, don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm smoking a little weed. How do I mute myself if I start coughing?
Oh, no, nigga. This is our live, baby.
God damn it. Shit.
You coughing live as fuck. On God. Weak ass lungs, nigga. Right. Listen.
You don't even smoke. Shut up.
Shut up, bitch. Look. Look. Look, what do y'all think the black community needs in this day and time? Alicia asked me earlier to clarify.
We need land.
This nigga here.
We need land.
The land king himself. What do you expound on that, bro?
We need land, dog. Hey, look, you know, for a house that's in a neighborhood about, let's say, $400,000 and above, right? Mm-hmm. You're not paying for the yard. You're not paying for any. You're paying literally just for the house. Mm. The house, that's it. So when you get into trying to add on to your property, you got to go through the county. You got to go through the state. You got to go through all of this red tape, regulations, and everything like that. Owning your own land, that it negates a few of those factors. Mm-hmm. One of those factors is that fucking property tax. Mm. If you bury one of your loved ones on your property,
think he Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Property tax goes away, my nigga. And hey, he was right about that shit. I don't like that nigga, but he was right about that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
The property tax goes away.
Okay.
We don't have land. We need land. We can't do shit without land. We can't govern ourselves. We can't have our own hospitals. We can't build our own thing. And we have a lot of black doctors, black contractors, black teachers, black everything. We just don't have the land.
What do you say, Alicia?
I don't know about the land part. But I think we need the basic parts of infrastructure to actually have a community. So the banks, the schools, the hospitals, that's what we need.
Well, you know, Bank of America ain't selling. Wells Fargo ain't selling no Negroes.
Our own.
Exactly. So we can't do that without buying the land first.
You know, McDonald's, they buy every piece of land that they place a McDonald's on.
Why is that?
That's a weird piece of information just to put out randomly. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to put it in. What's up, Colm?
What it do, nigga?
Hi, Colm.
I am on a toilet taking a dump.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
What are you saying?
this nigga come in like that? Okay.
On the toilet taking a dump. Taking a shit on my podcast, nigga?
That's how life's going right now. You know what I mean?
I hope you feel better, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Colm.
Sorry.
Nigga ate a bad piece of fish head.
A bad piece of fish head.
So that nigga be eating odd trinkets and things.
Hell no.
All right. So I agree with you both, Alicia and Colm. I mean, Alicia and Hollywood, my apologies. I agree with y'all both. We do need land. We do need infrastructure for the show. I think land is very important because a lot of these niggas nowadays, especially on these podcasts, be talking about generational wealth, talking about making businesses and things of that nature. When the whole time, you're not investing in the cheapest part of generational wealth, to me. Exactly. Land goes for 1 acre in some areas. And some is different. Some you can get it for three. But some areas you can get an acre for $10,000. That's a small loan from the bank. You know what I'm saying? I know niggas be talking about like, oh, I can't get a loan, this, that, and the third. Black people are ostracized and shit like that. Okay, well, nigga, grind. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in this day and time, a lot of niggas look at all the oppression that we are given and don't look at all the things that we can do for each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas would rather go to the bank than to put money together to buy a whole community some land. You feel me? I seen people lose land over small family arguments and shit like that. Rather than putting the money up and then going to buy it and keeping it within the family and making family and keeping it in the family name. You know what I'm saying? Which is generational wealth. We talked about this a few days ago, right, Alicia?
No.
I know she ain't vanished from me.
I'm sorry, I had to put my dish in the sink. What'd you ask me?
I said we was talking about generational wealth and the land aspect of that as well. a few days ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, my brother. I think that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But I also feel like what Alicia talking about as well, we had this conversation as well a while ago on Spaces, that we need banks, hospitals, schools, and so far and so forth. So far and so forth. Excuse me, I'm sounding like Alicia. But but damn, I feel like...
Relax, Weeman.
All right. Weeman. But what I'm saying is that I feel like another thing that the black community needs...
What, Weeman?
Yeah, all right. Is better mental health awareness as well. You know what I'm saying? Alicia, you can talk on that because you're a psychologist,
man,
and shit.
Fuck these weak ass niggas, man. I'm sorry.
I said niggas need to stop drinking and taking them perks.
And smoking.
Hey, what y'all got against the Mary Jane, man?
You sound like a high ass nigga.
Just like all the mother crackheads on the block.
You said what?
That y'all just like all the mother crackheads on the block.
She over here yelling at us.
No, darling. That's called being a pothead. Crackhead.
Exactly.
No, y'all are both.
Nah, these niggas fiends too.
Y'all are both addicts.
Nope.
You mean y'all?
I'm not no addict.
Both addicts. It doesn't matter what
you're doing. Oh, Colin, you stop smoking?
Nigga, it's been over a month.
I mean, he stopped smoking yesterday.
I've been stopped smoking.
What was your reason for stopping smoking?
I just stopped.
You knew it made him a crackhead.
You gotta do crack to be a crackhead. Or heroin.
You gotta do crack. You gotta do that crystal.
You need a pipe. I'll be rolling that shit up. That's different.
People smoke weed.
Listen, we ain't on the corner fiend out, you feel me? We up and active out here.
But you're a functional crackhead.
Functional crackhead, that's crazy.
I don't do any drugs, Your Honor. You're gonna have to ask Hollywood about those substances.
I don't do no drugs.
That's very incriminating.
But I know a guy.
You know a guy. Just like the booty boy.
And that nigga is banned in the mirror. That's the nigga.
If you guys hear me wiping right now, I'm not wiping.
Nigga, why did you have to say that?
It's just your imagination.
This nigga wiping? What kind of podcast is this?
I told you you were going to have to edit some shit out.
Nah, I'm going to keep this.
Oh, shit.
I'm fucking dead. All right.
We should talk about how weed and how weed is mostly pushed to the black community and how it is messing with y'all's ability to procreate. But y'all can talk about it.
Alicia, you know it's not messing with my ability at all.
I'm just talking about you, Hollywood. I'm talking about in general.
Man, I got a baby on the way right now.
Really?
If y'all want to talk about attacks on black men, you don't think that weed is an attack on black men?
Fuck them hoes.
I think the new weed is.
No, just play.
For sure. I think the new weed is all chemically enhanced for a reason.
They do. Like I said,
that shit that's in dispensaries, not real weed.
You right, because I've grown a little bit myself, and it's this shit
on his land legally.
Yes.
All right, I'm just making sure.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. But that shit, I mean, like I said,
no, you can't turn that shit off, nigga.
But the whole thing about that, King, is even though the shit in the dispensaries may be fake or whatever, the purpose.
Damn,
of it,
nigga.
They want. Oh goddamn! Goddamn, Kong, what the fuck? Oh, but the purpose of that, you know, they've understood the American drive to get high. And until we convince these motherfuckers to stop wanting to get as high as possible,
that's never gonna happen, bro. Nigga,
exactly. That's the thing, Kong. That shit'll never happen.
But that's promoted in the music that we listen to, and then
exactly.
Nothing else.
Music videos.
But the thing about it is the whole, well, the first, I guess the whole aspect is what they're thinking is make the weed as potent as possible. You know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, Moon Rock has that that title for being one of the potent weed out.
But hold on, stop right there.
Go ahead.
Isn't that the same thing? Like, if you watch any of these drug shows, any of these movies about real gangsters and shit like that, if we go look at American Gangster for perfect example, them niggas went to Vietnam to go find the most potent heroin. The most potent shit to sell on the block.
He says some country. Right? Yeah.
So wouldn't that be like the same shit? I think that's what's being skipped over.
But hold on. But the thing about that king is, his thinking was if he didn't do it, somebody was gonna do it. Now, regardless of the fact the Italian mob was already doing it before he started doing it. They were selling that shit to our people like nothing.
I'm not attacking Frank Lucas.
I'm not saying you were. What about
that nigga Bumpy Johnson?
That's the same thing. The Italian mob was doing that shit way before they were.
Yeah, they were.
They didn't have a monopoly on the drug game then. The Italian mob did. So anything that they wanted either had to come from out of the country or had to come through the mob until he made his own mob, until Frank Lucas made his own shit. Mm-hmm. Now the unfortunate part about it was these white folks didn't think that these niggas would go above and beyond what they did. Oh, mm-hmm. We cannot have a nigga doing better in the drug game than me. Not at that time. Fuck no.
But Hollywood, stop there. What I'm saying is that, like I said, I'm not attacking Frank Lucas on what he did and things of that nature. I might not agree with it, but that's not my life. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that what Frank Lucas did, that's what the government is doing right now with weed. That's my point.
I can't argue with you on that.
We don't know the after effects of what these chemicals and pesticides and shit like that that's going into all this dispensary weed that's touching these black folks in these multiple areas that's being advertised to them, what is going to do to their body. And I think that's what Alicia's going about it is like, we don't understand that multiple, like, we don't understand what this new shit that's extremely potent that's making niggas that been smoking for 30 years, they can't even smoke this shit because it makes them get anxious and shit like that. We don't know what that's doing to the mental capacity of these niggas. We don't know is what it's doing to their actual lungs and body and shit like that. Soon, what's gonna fuck niggas up is that they gonna find new studies that is actually giving them cancer.
True. But, okay, think about this, King. Exclude the states that have legalized marijuana, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens to a nigga like, say, somebody in Alabama or somebody in South Carolina? It's not legal there yet, right? Mm-hmm. But they see the shit happening in their community or whatever, and they want to kind of make a difference if they do it the natural way. Let's say they want to plant the marijuana weed the natural way, and they want to, you know, have 12, 13, 20, or a whole farm, right? And they're doing it the natural way. You know, they're giving it to people, they're selling it or whatever. What? He's making a living, correct? What happens to that man or woman who decides to venture upon that path?
I mean, we see it already where in these states that hasn't been legal, but it randomly becomes legal because they start to get voted in, all those local dealers and shit like that, they get pushed out of the business.
No, I'm saying they get incarcerated. If a nigga...
Yeah, that's what I'm...
But yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying as in, like, when it becomes legal, all those niggas that been doing this shit, that's been catching charges and shit like that, they have no way to get back into the game because now they have charges. They can't open businesses and not get get loans and stuff like that for these legal businesses now because they were, preyed upon by the system. Now that the system is accepting it, they pushing these niggas out so that corporations can own this weed and push certain things onto the people and shit like that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, when it came to crack, that was pushed by the government. When it came to these perks and drugs and shit like that, that's pushed by corporations and government. That when it comes to this weed, it's starting to get pushed by the government. So that leads me to believe that they putting shit in the weed. Plain and simple. That's what I'm saying.
You may be correct. I can't argue with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think niggas is so fiended up. Like, they want to be... I'm not speaking on any of y'all, but I'm saying I feel like these niggas be so fiended up, and they just want to find the next high. Like, they want to be as high as possible, not to feel regular earth. They can't handle reality, so they got to make some shit up. And they don't know what that high is doing to them. I seen niggas that smoke regular weed so much that, like, I'm not even talking about dispensary shit. I'm talking about, like, shit that they get from a local dealer. Seen them shit niggas smoke so much that they can't eat without smoking. They can't think in the beginning of their day without smoking it at bright early time of 3 in the morning. And waking up and just smoking and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And look, if that's how you want to live your life, cool. But not do you early. Know the after effects shit. Of that?
I mean, like I said, man, I can't argue with you there, but I could play devil's advocate and be like, you know, this world is fucked up enough. I mean, what is the escape for a nigga like that, man? Like you spoke on about the incarceration and the niggas that can't get loans and everything like that, trying his best to do everything that he can.
If a nigga want to escape, that means he's scared.
Not necessarily, dog. It's just and like I said, bro, don't get me wrong. I've been an incarcerated nigga before. So I can't say that a nigga like that, it's just something, oh, you could say it's something simple as, you know, oh, you know, you just work hard. Nah, dog, it's not that simple. Nigga, I got off a bed of doing a year and a half, my nigga. Like I said, I am a convicted felon. That's public knowledge, the whole nine. But at the same time, it was very hard for me to get a job when I first got out.
Right.
So I was the stay-at-home dad for those, you know, first 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. That shit wasn't easy. That, you know, like I said, you know, my job occupation now, like I said, this is not an easy job occupation. And like I said, it's my aunt's company.
But so, look, Hollywood, I'm not saying that niggas can't do it. And I understand reasons for people to do it. I'm not this and that. I'm more so going at the fiends, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that a nigga that needs it because they need it for mental health and things of that nature to deal with life and shit like that, that's an issue.
Okay.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that's fine. You know what I'm saying? There's multiple medical reasons that people need substances like that. And I prefer them do that, especially if they grow it themselves and know what's actually going in it. I'd rather them do that than take these pills that's being given to them by the doctors. But what I'm saying is that I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about how it's being pushed in the media that any and every nigga needs to be smoking. That's not a fact at all. Yeah, any and true. Every nigga does not need to be smoking. Some of these niggas got mental health issues that smoking is making it worse.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
So would your argument be the same? Well, as far as the fiend, exclude the fiends out of it. Would your argument be the same for a person that is in chronic pain or that has dealt with some sort of injury that they have then gotten hooked on the pain medication?
For somebody with an injury that's gotten hooked on the pain medication, I blame that on the corporations because that's what they wanted in the first place.
Hey, what calm. The hell is that?
Calm.
I told you guys I ain't at work.
Oh, shit. Calm. These motherfuckers are shooting, dying.
On what God, the hell they shooting. But when it comes to the pills and shit like that, I think it's more so a conversation about how the corporations are pushing these pills on regular people. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame somebody that's gotten hooked because of an injury. I don't blame that on them because these pills were designed for these niggas to get hooked and continue buying it after the injury pain is gone.
But your argument was the fiend. So by your argument, they are now a fiend.
I think fiends need help for sure.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
No, for sure. I think all fiends need help for sure. But I'm saying that when it comes to weed, most of the people that's hooked on weed aren't hooked on weed for reasons that pertain to the same thing somebody that has a pain injury or anything like that. It's because it's pushed by the media for any and everybody to be smoking. That's my point.
So you would say
the media is not pushing niggas to go pop a pill unless we talk about rap music and music in general.
Yeah, I mean, so you would agree, like, or disagree that? Mm-hmm. God damn it, you made me miss my point. Fuck,
my bad.
What was it? For a second. So you would agree on the chronic illnesses also?
No.
Like, you know what I mean? But like a person that has like lupus or, you know, something that can't be controlled. Lupus is
a real disease.
Okay, now that I can't. Now you trying to fuck with me. I don't know. That's medical. You tripping now.
That's what Shorty said. Lupus is not a real disease.
And she AIDS also said slavery wasn't that bad.
AIDS isn't real.
Oh, man. Don't bring that.
Listen.
So stupid.
Listen, podcast people that's listening. Some of these people on Twitter just be saying shit and don't know shit that they be talking about.
Bruh.
At all. I promise you. Look, if you listen off of Twitter, like you don't have a Twitter, nothing like that, nigga, I'm telling you, there's a lot of shit on Twitter, bro. And there's a lot of people. And some of these people actually believe that there's certain shit, like Alicia just said, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Nigga said space wasn't real. Nigga said the outer space was not real.
The sun isn't real, and it's a space heater.
That's
a space heater, and we live in the Matrix and shit like that. Listen,
no, King, the craziest one that got me was this motherfucker said, "I believe in the Bible wholeheartedly, and I believe in Christianity." You asked him what he was. Oh, I'm an Israelite. How in the fuck is you an Israelite and you believe in the Bible wholeheartedly?
Because the Israelites believe that they're the people spoken of in the Bible.
They
have their own way of.
No, no, no. I get that they have their own understanding, but yeah. We all have read at some point. We all in this room have read the Bible, and then we have done research on the Israelites. Like, I mean, y'all got your own interpretation, but it's kind of two different things, correct?
Yeah, they don't agree with Christianity. They don't agree with Christianity. Exactly.
My point, exactly.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Hebrew Israelite, it's not Christianity. Two totally different things.
I think that's what Hollywood's point.
I was like, how? That's crazy.
No, he's saying, he said, how can you be Israelite but believe in the Bible? But that's what I was telling him. They have their own interpretation of it.
Oh, yeah. Facts. I got you. All right, so, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, niggas on Twitter just be saying shit. They don't know what they be talking about. Some niggas think they know what they be talking about and continue expounding on points and then get caught in a loophole when niggas ask them questions about it and shit like that. But, all right. So, that was a good conversation, Hollywood. I appreciate that. We gonna go into the aliens. How y'all feel about these UFOs?
Oh, Lord.
The UFOs, man. I feel about the UFOs. Mm-hmm. They should come down. They should talk to motherfuckers, man.
You feel me?
They should come down. You know, let's talk, nigga. Let's get to know each other.
You know what I'm saying? Have some wings and fries for fresh.
Hell yeah.
Now, when they come down here and probe your ass, what you gonna do then?
Why can't they be friendly?
We gonna have to fight.
Why can't they be cool?
Are you gonna fight the aliens, nigga?
Bro, hell yeah. You gonna let them take your life without fighting?
Exactly. You gonna let them take your booty without fighting?
Excuse me?
Booty?
Why you always think about some butt?
Nigga, you said the probing.
You know, it's all right, Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that.
How you blame me when you brought up the probing?
We're gonna talk about the alphabet soon, my brother. Listen. Look, when I'm talking about the UFOs, how do y'all feel? What do you think about the FBI releasing a document saying that there are aliens and shit like that?
Man, they've been releasing documents since like the 1950s, dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, like I said, man, I don't know. I've heard a lot of stories, seen a lot of documentaries, read a lot of papers.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me give you my viewpoint.
Go ahead. All
right, so look, I think it's kind of odd, you know what I'm saying, that so many of these food supply warehouses, these companies, these, and yesterday, three oil rigs around the same time, all caught fire from the same company. You know what I'm saying? All these different situations happening in multiple countries. In America, they shot down three supposed UFOs, one in Alaska, I do believe one in Montana, and I forgot the other location.
Montana.
Exactly. Oh God. And then,
hey King, can I ask you a question real quick?
What's up?
So have you been able to see the original video of the Ohio train crash?
No, I haven't. Why?
Okay. Like, look, I'm gonna say this shit. Dude, on my kids, ABC, the news station, showed the original video around like 3:16 in the morning. I was up, I'm rolling a blunt the whole night. They showed the whole fucking video. The train, the front two cars. I don't know, somebody was out there late at night with a drone, just happened to pick this shit up. So the two front cars are the what do you call them specifically? Do you know? The driver cars.
I'm talking about the let's just call them driver cars. Keep going.
You know what I mean. So they had two of the driver cars in the front. That they had a big ass load that they were pulling. On the video, I don't know what the train hit. They showed the front driver car jumping up in the air. This motherfucker got some air. Now, if you know anything about trains, you know that front car that's pulling everything is heavy as shit.
Heavy as a bitch.
In order for that motherfucker to get up in the air, something out of this world has to hit that shit. Like, I'm serious. So they showed a video of the first car getting air. Then they showed the second car, like, being pushed off to the side. Like, this shit was, it was like a Tonka truck being thrown.
Damn.
Then you see the rest of the car, the rest of the train derail. Then you see shit start blowing up. But for some fucking reason, they are not showing that video again. I can't find it no damn where. I can't find it on the internet. I can't find it no fucking way.
So what you think, nigga?
Man, I don't know, bro. Like, what? I don't fucking know. Like, dude, like I said, you know how heavy those front cars, and they had two driver cars. Those fucking cars are heavy. Like, over 10 ton. Or 10,000 ton, to be exact. Mm-hmm. That's a heavy fucking vehicle. I don't know of anything on this planet that can make a car or a train that heavy jump up in the air. I mean, you, unless I'm Alicia, come, King, tell me what material or what on this earth can make a fucking train car that heavy jump up in the air like that.
Aliens.
I'm being serious. Like, they showed the video. Like, I could die behind this shit right fucking now.
Okay, no. Okay, but Hollywood, hold on. Let me continue real quick. Because I think we're going to hit the same point. So, look. I think it's funny, like I said, that all these food supply warehouses and things of that nature, these companies with these large, like, all with the number one egg manufacturer in the country caught on fire randomly with no actual real reason and shit like that. In the past year, it was like, what, 44 food supply warehouses?
Yeah. No, I think it was 46.
It was like, yeah, something like that. And it's not just happening in America. It's happening in China, Russia, and all these major companies. I mean, major countries. I think it's very odd now that at the beginning of the year that randomly they just start shooting down unidentified flying objects in multiple countries. Like I said, it got to the point, I believe, one day that Canada turned their airspace into what's the word for it? Basically like a war zone. Like they put in high alert and that nobody can cross into their airspace and shit like that because of them shooting down an unidentified flying object in their country. They shot another one down, I do believe, in not Persia. It was
your home country, Persia?
No, nigga. Ain't my fucking home country. I'm American. But I forgot what country it was, but it was somewhere over there in the Middle East.
It was Persia.
They shot one down over there. And they shot some down in Russia. They shot some down in China. And even to the point where the United States head officer for the Air Force came out and said that, and made a publication and said that, we're not ruling out aliens from these UFOs being shot down. We're in high alert and things of that nature. I just think it's funny how shit's been catching on fire and shit like that across the United States randomly with no real cause being shown or anything like that. And now they shooting shit down. Like, if the FBI has been saying that, yo, there's aliens and shit like that, why haven't they been publicizing them being shooting them being shot down until now? After shit start burning down, that's how I'm going about it. And to your point about the shit with the Ohio shit, I don't know, cause that one's kind of odd to me too, because they changed some legislation. I do believe Trump did, with some legislation about the train system and taking some safety precautions off of it. And to make a cut, I do believe it was Norfolk Southern was the train company. They didn't mark the material as hazardous material so that it can be transported cheaper. And that situation happened. I don't know if that was the government. I don't know what that was. But there's nobody like in the political office to check on that. They didn't even mark the situation as I forgot what the, was it FEMA? Something like that. They didn't send FEMA to help and shit like that. I just think that's odd. I think that's more so the government than anything.
But, have you checked out a dude named Bob Lazar?
Nah, who that?
You gotta check him out. You'll love this shit since you like aliens somewhere. Bob Lazar. Bob Lazar. Nigga? You said what?
I said, what the fuck that mean, nigga?
No. I'm saying there he was. Bob Lazar did a whole documentary. He talks about this shit all the time. Now, I think he's still alive. I believe he is. He resides somewhere out in Arizona or somewhere. So Bob Lazar was a scientist back in, I think he said, the 1960s or 70s or whatever. He was a scientist at a base called S7. Now, S7 is, he said it's like 10 to 15 miles southwest of Area 51. Mm. He said you won't see it on a map or anything like that because it's a mountain that they have reconstructed to look like a mountain, but They got video of the fucking mountain opening up and this like plane coming out of this shit. It's fucking crazy. So he was a scientist there, and he was assigned to work on propulsion systems and to see how the propulsion system worked of the what they call the Roswell crash back in, I think it was, what, 1946?
Nigga, I don't know.
What'd you say?
I said, nigga, I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was a Roswell crash, and he was assigned to see how the propulsion system worked on that aircraft, see how it floated, see how it moved, how it was able to go straight up, straight down, and make straight, you know, lines in the air as an aircraft, because naturally our aircraft don't do that. So he was assigned to working on the propulsion system, the whole nine. And he said he got pretty close to doing it. But he said then they fired him. And after that, you know, he resigned, he retired, the whole nine and everything like that. But yeah, you got to check him out, man. You'll like it.
All right, Bob Lazar. I'll check him out for sure. All right. We sticking to this topic for a little too long. So we're going to go to the next thing. All right,
bitches.
Something like that. Alicia.
Oh, no, I wasn't calling her bitch. I'm sorry. No.
No, I wasn't. Don't do that to me, nigga. I won't kind of call her.
You weren't saying that.
Okay. All right. Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
We was having a conversation earlier. I was talking about the Joe Budden podcast with you. By the way, Joe Budden quote tweeted me. You know what I'm saying? I'm really that nigga or whatever. Yeah,
groupie ass nigga.
Shut up, bitch. Anyway, like I was saying,
Joe Budden loved me.
All right, nigga, keep playing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
To call them booty goons on your ass. But look, Alicia, we was having a conversation because I just finished watching the newest episode by Joe Budden's podcast called "Enjoy Homeboy," and Joe Budden had a conversation with Melissa Ford talking about Jonathan Majors. You remember that conversation we was having?
Mm-hmm.
So in that conversation, Melissa Ford, Joe Budden, Ice-ish, and Queens Flip was talking about how they believe there's an agenda when it comes to Hollywood. But
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I know, I got you. But an agenda being pushed by Hollywood on how they depict men in the industry, right? And they were talking about Jonathan Majors in the way of his, what was it, Ebony Magazine?
Yeah.
So he went on Ebony Magazine and he had feathers and high heel boots with his shirt off and shit like that. And some people feel like he was posing a little flamboyant and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So they had the conversation saying basically that in Hollywood, it's starting to seem like it's more apparent how there's a agenda being pushed on these black men. A lot of straight black men at that. Melissa Ford said that she had an issue with people coming out and being against Jonathan Majors when it comes to that photo shoot, because he could have been fully along with it. And she thinks that he was fully along with what they was trying to put on him and how they took the pictures and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how am I going to go about this?
Mm-hmm. Tread lightly, nigga.
Mm-hmm. So, got to the point where Joe Budden said, it's kind of odd to me that you feel like there isn't an agenda when multiple straight black men have come out in the past, what, 5-10 decades, like in the past century, really, about mm-hmm. how they don't want to put on that dress. And you know what dress I'm talking about, right? Well, it's a dress, period. And how they don't want to do certain things. But Hollywood, if you tell them that you don't want to do that for any kind of reason, such as Dave Chappelle or Martin Lawrence, where Dave Chappelle talks about how they tried to change the script after a little smoke break, came back, and they tried to put him in a dress and talk about slavery and shit. And he told them no, and then they blackballed him. And the same with Martin Lawrence, after he put on the dress and told them he didn't want to keep putting on the dress, that said in a stand-up special that how they put him, how he ended up on drugs in the middle of the street butt-ass naked, and how he started getting blackballed and shit like that. And he didn't understand how she didn't see an agenda being pushed in that nature. What are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on what exactly?
Do you feel like there's an agenda being pushed on straight black men in Hollywood?
I think there's always an attack on black men, period.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good answer. I see you treading lightly. But, okay. All right, let's talk about this then. Let me take it off of that because that's a touchy topic. That's a real touchy topic. You got to train lightning on that bitch. But how do you feel about... You're going to get mad at me for bringing this up. How do you feel about the dynamic between black men, straight black men and straight black women in this day and age?
It's terrible.
Why is that?
Because we don't communicate with each other, but we're constantly talking about each other. And instead of talking to each other about the things that we see that we don't like, we just talk about each other to the same sex. And it's stupid and it doesn't help. So we're just complaining about each other to the same sex instead of openly communicating with each other what we have issues with. And instead of trying to actually find a solution, we're just complaining about it and moaning about it and not actually doing anything to change it. So we're just constantly complaining and then making it known to the world that we hate each other so they can further know that we hate each other. And like, it's just dumb.
Now, what do you say to the people that say it's white supremacy that's doing that? Do you feel like it's still white supremacy at this point, or do you feel like it's an ingrown issue now?
I think white supremacy is the root, but we have definitely taken over and just
gone rampant.
Yeah, we ran with it.
Right. That's how I feel as well. I feel like, to me, I feel like a lot of people use white supremacy as a cop-out. I feel like every black person in America should, I'll say that, because, you know, we know a few people, should know that the root is white supremacy, like you said. But I don't feel like a lot of us aren't taking accountability of what the actions we do to each other as well. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's kind of odd how nowadays there's such an attack for a while now. Especially now, I feel like it's crazy right now how there's such an attack between both genders. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. I don't get how black women hate black men so much. I don't know how to go about it. I don't get it at all.
I mean, I can see. So if you were just like a random person that just came onto social media and say you hopped into one of like a space that we were in today, I can see how a black woman could be like, wow, black men hate black women. I can see how that could be the perspective, because they do talk negatively. The people that were in that space, they do talk negatively about black women. And then, of course, you have like the pick-me's that'll go along with it because they just want the validation from a man. And then there's spaces where you get in where women will say crazy stuff about black men. And I, if a man were just to walk into that space and that was his introduction to the black community, he'd be like, wow, black women don't like black men. So it's just like, sometimes if you're, your first impressions are lasting impressions, in my opinion. Thanks. So if your first impression of black women or black men is something negative, and it's like that, where you come into a space and it's just like constantly bashing on whatever gender, you're going to feel some type of way, especially if you go on Twitter and like your timeline is cultivated by what you click on or what you retweet or what you watch. So if you're constantly seeing that, then I can understand if that's how it shapes your mind. But you have to be intuitive enough to step out of that and be like, okay, this is just social media. This is not the whole world. That this is just what I'm experiencing right now. This is not every black man's opinion. But people are so stuck in what they're seeing in front of them, they cannot see the forest from the trees. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And well, that's, I agree. But do you feel like social media is starting to leak into the actual community on the outside now?
I think so. But that's the thing. I've never, well, but also I'm in Alaska, so I'm very far removed from what mm-hmm. you guys experience. But I have never, like the talking points that I've heard on social media, I have never experienced in real life. Ever.
Really?
Yes.
See, I'm going to give you the perspective of me being in Korea and now here in America. A lot of these topics come up in real life a lot.
Mm.
To the point where they're break room conversations, of course. You know what I'm saying? And I blame a lot of podcasts as well. I big up podcasts a lot on Spaces, right? You know that.
Mm-hmm.
My issue is that a lot of these podcasts are doing things for engagement.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of these niggas are making grievances and conversations about bullshit that's bad for the community because they know people are going to be attracted to it regardless.
Right.
And I feel like that's starting to shift the so here's why I think it's starting to shift the conversation, because even when it comes to radio, other than the let's take it off the music first, because we're going to get into music real quick. I know we've been here for a minute, but we're going to talk about it for a little bit. But
not music.
Yeah, just a little bit of music. I know you hate my topics about music. You don't listen to Young Boy. Anyway, but let's take it off of music real quick. Let's talk about just radio in general and the mm-hmm. conversations being had on there. It wasn't as bad. Like, the conversations that, like, regular radio broadcasts have compared to what the podcasts have is not even close to as bad as it is now. Like, at least they were, some of them were at least knowledgeable about the conversation they were having.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And held accountable for these conversations, right?
Mm.
Nowadays, anybody, like including myself, can pick up their phone, make a podcast, and randomly it goes viral for just a bad conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, as somebody that loves podcasts and like tries to like get one like up and running and shit, I try not to do shit like that, because I try my best not to talk about shit I don't research or have knowledge about. And I feel like when it comes to these niggas on these podcasts, a lot of these niggas ain't been around bitches. You know what I'm saying? Ain't been around, excuse my language, I'm sorry, queen, but ain't been around women
mm-hmm.
or like actually experience having women in the club and stuff like that, or actually been on dates to have a point of view on how women think. And I feel like it's the same thing with a lot of these women coming on these podcasts too. It's a bunch. These niggas will get a random prostitute to get a mic because they know it would get them engagement
mm-hmm.
and get her viewpoint on black men, knowing it's already skewed,
mm-hmm.
is already going to have a bad light upon it, and let her say anything on it. Yeah. Not edit it, nothing. Right? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the prostitutes. I ain't got no issue with y'all. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? If you want to go suck a dick for $50, you do your thing. But what I'm saying more so is that I feel like there's no, well, you can't place accountability on none of these new podcast niggas, because these niggas, either they come out the dirt with the shit, or they can say whatever the fuck they want because they back in their own self, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with music for me. Now I'm going to go into music. When it comes to music nowadays, these niggas don't have any accountability because they're getting it out the dirt. They don't ask or need accountability. They don't need somebody watching over their shoulder like, yo, chill out on that. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no OGs to be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You're going too far with all that gun talk. You know what I'm saying? You starting to bring up niggas that you killed's name in the song. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? You talking about popping perks, and you got perks on you right now in the car. You know what I'm saying? You got police right behind you, and your song is blasting in their vehicle. And they right behind you. You talk about, nigga, I just popped 16 perks. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and it's the same way with the conversation about women. It's like, it's a completely skewed viewpoint on women, because, nigga, you only been around hoes. You ain't been around no successful women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like that's the reason why all this is seeping into real life now, because you got a whole bunch of people without anything stopping them, no boundaries to talk about whatever the fuck they want. And it's getting viewed because niggas want to hear the bullshit regardless. It doesn't matter what it is. Niggas going to consume whatever's available that's some bullshit. You know?
Right.
And they're making it sounds so good. They making a point sound so good that niggas in real life, like, especially gullible ass niggas and women, are starting to, like, grasp onto these points and bring it into real life.
Mm.
And, like, Andrew Tate, for perfect example, he's teaching a lot of niggas that ain't never got a piece of pussy in their fucking life.
Right.
About how they should talk to women. And this nigga been rich for a long ass time. He don't need to talk to women.
Yeah.
He pays for pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the same thing with these rapper niggas. These niggas been paying for pussy for way too long for you to be listening to Future.
Right.
You listen to Future, this nigga brags about buying a bitch for a purse for some pussy.
Right.
This nigga said literally got a song. I'll boss a bitch up for a nut. I'll boss a bitch up for a nut. Nigga, what the fuck does that mean, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, and shout out to the Wizard. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that nigga. That nigga makes amazing music. I'm sorry. Look.
I'm crying.
It could be derogatory. That nigga different. All right? Nigga, that. He came from the Dungeon family, Nick. Put respect on that nigga name. But it's more so about these random niggas that's like out here in real life. I ain't never talked to no female for real. Latching onto these comments that these niggas that don't have to deal with women in their everyday life and think every single woman is a hoe.
Mm.
Every single one. And that's not true at all. I know some real solid ass women. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some of these bitches don't. But, you know what I'm saying? That's not the conversation we have. You feel me? But, I don't know where I went with this conversation, but we got somewhere. So, look. Don't laugh at me now. Look. Let me ask you a question. How you feel about hip hop nowadays?
You already know how I feel about hip-hop.
They don't.
This is a setup.
Go ahead. Let me hear.
I don't like where hip-hop is right now.
You don't like where hip-hop is right now?
No. I mean, there's a few artists that I like and that I listen to. But
hey, you listen to Trippie Redd.
Oh my god.
X. No. I fuck with Trippie Redd. I don't know why you.
I do like Trippie Redd.
Trippie Redd, that nigga for sure. He weird, but he that nigga for sure.
I just think it's a lot of copy and paste niggas in music now.
Facts.
And they all have the same sound, and I just. Facts. Like that nigga Rebel is a great example. That nigga just that song is literally a perfect example of what I mean.
You want to sing the hook together?
No, I don't want to sing it together. The only part I know is the Sex Pistol part. But
put the dick on the Glock. It's a Sex Pistol.
But that's my point. Like the fact that there's a possibility that
don't diss that nigga on the podcast.
Please don't. But the fact that there's a possibility that that could possibly go up.
Facts.
That could be like, wow, where has music really gone? If there's a possibility mm-hmm. that could really actually
blow up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you feel about R&B?
I think
that's a better conversation for us to have.
I think the way that you feel about rap, about like underground people, I think that there's so many people that are talented and great vocalists, but they'll never get the light of day because they don't have the right look or the right people behind them, or they're not
like Daniel Caesar.
Right. No, Daniel Caesar's a coon. I don't like him. But like,
he makes some good music though.
I don't like Daniel Caesar, and he's basic. Like vocally, he's not even that great. So like, eh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, give me some underground R&B artists that you fuck with.
Like, so, perfect example is Yeba didn't really start blowing up until she lost weight.
Facts.
Like, once Yeba started losing weight, that's when she started blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been dope. Like, she's ridiculous. Mm. Shaleah, she's dope. She's more like jazzy than R&B though. There's this girl called what's her name? Ashton. Yeah, there's this girl called Ashton. She's dope, but she's like plus size, of course, and she's not like the curvy cute plus size that everybody likes, so they're not going to push her.
Oh, she built like a box.
Relax.
Oh, nah, I love my BBW.
No, you don't. Shut up. Anyway,
I do.
She's not the curvy cute plus size that people push. So she's not going to be pushed in the forefront. Samo is dope, but he has a gospel type voice. So they're not going to push him because like when it comes to male R&B, like Tank is a dope R&B artist.
But amazing, when you sing, phenomenal, legendary.
He's dope. He's a dope vocalist. But when you sing too hard and your voice is too powerful and you can sing too good, they don't like that. And right. It's like you have to fit in a box, and I hate it.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about Brent Faiyaz?
He's not a singer, and that's what I mean. He's like this basic. I can cuss because it's not Twitter, but I'm not going to cuss because I'm going to try to be better. But he's like this basic behind nigga. That can hold a tune, yeah, sounds good, but he's not like a singer. Like, there's basic niggas that I know in my regular life that can sing this nigga under the table,
but like your brother,
still, like my brother, but he's still making music. And it's like, it's almost like an R&B, you can't be too good or you're not gonna make it.
Mm. Okay, well, all right, so. I feel like this goes with the conversation I had with AK earlier on FaceTime. I can't say for R&B, I can't say it's because niggas aren't making good music and they're not actually, you know what I'm saying, going into the studio to make a good song. Because that's how I feel about rap. I feel like when it comes to these lyrical ass niggas, feel like a lot of these niggas are corny as a bitch.
Mm.
Joyner Lucas, Logic, Hobson.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All these niggas, they're super lyrical. I'm not taking that away from them. Like, they can spit for sure, right? But they don't go into the studio to make a good song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now, you brought up Tank. for the R&B conversation, this is perfect. Tank even said with the male R&B side of this day and time, he said that the women are dogging these niggas right now. Like crazy. Like, there's no, I can't name any male R&B artist that's making as good of a project as Summer Walker or SZA or any of these people. Even though SZA's not, what, do you consider her a vocalist? No, right?
I think SZA, she's not like a singer, but she can sing though. She's like,
yeah, she can sing for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think Summer Walker's a lyric?
Summer Walker sings too.
Yeah. Okay. There's no, in this day and time, we got a Giveon. He has a weird voice.
I'm not a fan of Giveon either.
I think he just got some songs that I fuck with, but like, if I compare him, that's the thing. If I compare Summer Walker to her R&B competition, she's 10 times better to me than Ciara.
Ciara's not a singer.
No, I'm comparing her to R&B legends.
Yeah, Ciara shouldn't be considered an R&B legend.
Exactly, but they do.
Who is they? White people?
Yeah, but look.
That doesn't even make sense.
But if I compare Summer Walker to some R&B legends, she can hold her own in that conversation, right?
It depends on who's going to R&B legend, because what we doing?
Okay, we're going to get into that, Alicia. You get excited with this conversation. I'm glad.
A vocalist.
I'm glad. But when you talk about nowadays and R&B niggas, none of these niggas can compare to a Jodeci, to Tank, to Tyrese, even to Genuine. None of these niggas, right? Even when it comes to Trey Songz, that nigga is not nowhere close.
Trey Songz can't sing.
Yeah, not like he can't be compared to none of these niggas. Giveon, you can't compare that nigga to that nigga is cheeks compared to legends. Cheeks. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think I don't understand what it is nowadays with. I think it's the social media conversations. I think that niggas think that it's soft to make R&B. Like, real R&B. Like, nowadays, if a nigga came out nowadays, Alicia, do you think they'd be able to make A Cry For You by Jodeci?
I mean, niggas are making that music, but not going mainstream.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not talking about, like, make it and then, like, you know what I'm saying? I think other than The Weeknd, because The Weeknd can talk about whatever the fuck he want to talk about. That nigga's a legend. I'm sorry. You don't like The Weeknd?
His voice just does not do it.
What the fuck?
I don't like his
voice. Alicia. The Weeknd?
I don't.
You're talking about Low Life, The Weeknd?
Bro, like this. If we're talking about vocalists, like,
I'm not talking about vocalists. I'm talking about R&B artists. That's okay. Look.
But you know, like, when we talk about music, I'm talking about niggas that really do what they do.
Right.
He's not. I don't. I'm sorry. And I listen to niggas that aren't like the best singers, but I still like their voice and I still like what they do. Like, he's not it for me.
Okay.
I hate it. It annoys me.
This and Weeknd is crazy. I know you hate Party Next Door then.
I love Party.
Excuse me?
I love Party.
Excuse me?
I love Party.
You like Party Next Door, but you don't fuck with The Weeknd?
Love the tone of The
Weeknd. Party Next Door can't sing.
No, he can't, but that's what I just said. I listen to niggas that can't sing, but but The Weeknd's voice, like his vibrato, everything about it, I just don't like it. His tone, I just don't like it.
It annoys me.
All right. Tell me about your brother and his album.
I'm crying.
I'm serious.
I know I was supposed to do that.
Go ahead. Big up your brother real quick.
He's a dope vocalist. His name's Edward Washington, but his thing, I think his like artist name is Ed Washington on like all the platforms. And then
I have his album right here.
His most recent
Hedonism.
Hedonism.
I and fuck the best with that song, project heavy.
He's dope. He's a dope singer. Jaded is dope.
That's what I was just about to say. That's my favorite song.
Jaded is dope. Skin is dope.
Yep.
I love Skin. I like My Wrist because that's like a fun song. Sent from Heaven, I love that song.
That's my track too. Oh God.
From Heaven. He's a dope singer. Like, my brother's dope, and I wish he would just leave Alaska and go be great.
He should come to Virginia.
He lived in Virginia. I told you he went to Old Dominion.
Yeah, I know. My cousin went there. I got a few cousins that went there.
Yeah. He went to school at Masego.
You said what?
He went to school at Masego.
Excuse me?
He went to school at Masego?
No, I heard you.
Yeah. Like
Why haven't y'all put me on the phone with Masego yet?
I'm screaming.
What's going on?
They like made music together and would like hang out. Like they were friends.
Excuse me?
Yeah. They have photos together and everything.
I'll be calling Ed.
I'm screaming.
I will be calling Ed. Let me know. Hey, listen. If Masego comes over here to Virginia to perform, y'all should come over here.
I still have family in Virginia, so I would love to go and like visit.
You should. No cap. You and AK too.
I would love to go.
Hell yeah. Look, I'm going to wrap this up. Give me a call from Young Boy. You said what?
I said now Groove want to come.
He ain't here?
Now he is.
Nigga, you done missed the shit. Nigga, you come back next time.
I'm crying.
Nah, but I'm playing. All right, Alicia, we're going to end it here. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming to Level 32 Podcast. Do you want to shout out your socials or you want to know?
Nah, I don't want niggas following me.
All right, good. All right. Look, my at on Twitter is One Black Myth. You know what I'm saying? On Instagram is Zayn and All. ZAYNONR. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of sexy. You feel me?
The Persian.
All right, watch your fucking mouth. But this is the end of the Level 32 Podcast. I don't know why I'm going to name this bitch yet. But you know what I'm saying? We gonna name this bitch. But y'all have a blessed night. You know, stay level. You know what I'm saying? Stay on your gauge. You feel me? And stay peaceful. Bye. Ooh.